Working with shame. A 5-minute reflection. Again, you can just spend 5 minutes on one of these reflections in any order that works for you, or go through the whole new meaning of shame. S. Stop blaming yourself. Stop thinking I am bad. Stop thinking something is wrong with me. Instead, get curious about what happened to you, that you ended up blaming yourself for something that you had no control over. H. Have confidence that you did your best. Can you accept you did your best right now? Know that these thoughts of I'm bad, something is wrong with me, were most probably shaped by your childhood and are an old story that has never been true. When you get caught in this loop of thought, know that the question is, what happens to you when you have an attack of shame? A. Ask yourself, what do I really need? When we are flooded with shame, old traumas have come to the surface. Old stories and perceptions come to haunt us. We are deregulated and we need to be held, to be heard, to be loved. Ask yourself, what is it I need when flooded with shame? M. Make a safe place for your wounded inner child. Making a safe space for our inner child allows us to use our imagination to support us when navigating difficult emotions. This safe place could be up in the sky, in the trees, by the beach, somewhere in your home, anywhere your imagination wants to take you. The only condition is that it has to be safe for you. Make this safe space and let your inner child know you will always be there for them and they can always go to this safe place to feel safe. E. Elevate yourself. When we move from victim mode to survivor mode, we can get stuck. There is more than surviving our traumatic and or dysfunctional past. We can begin living a life that is free of the past. Just a few more comments about this practice of shame. We need to extinguish all the painful things done to us in the past. We can choose how to extinguish some of all these things, and sometimes we have to do this several times until the memories stop sabotaging our happiness. We can release painful memories into a big fire, so imagine building it and throwing on it all the fuel that has kept you consumed with shame. Keep on throwing it onto the fire, and even after this practice is finished. Or you may want the wind to sweep these memories away with one full gust. You choose what you think is the best way to extinguish this toxic fuel that never ever belonged to you. Sometimes we have to admit that perhaps we did something that was harmful. Rather than beating ourselves up with shame, we need to acknowledge the conditions that led to something and then take responsibility for the harm we have caused. Be gentle with yourself by acknowledging you perhaps acted out of hurt and fear or low self-esteem.